This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
That would be me. Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And we've got an exciting hour because Dan Watson is going to be with us, and he's our guy that we turn to all about oils. Over 25 years of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. And I know I got a number of emails this week. Dan may have gotten some as well. But every time he's with us, he seems to get more and more popular. So we're always happy to have him on. Telephone wise, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Let me remind you that our Auto World guest line is powered by Hagerty. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Now, let's bring forth the man who knows oil inside and out. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back to Auto World. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bob. Nice, pleasant evening here. Nice to talk to you. And it seems just like such a perfect thing how things connect that you just talked about Hagerty and classic car insurance. Well, I want to talk a little bit tonight about classic car lubrication, which is in its own way sort of an assurance that it'll keep running without failure. So,
sure.
Kind of a nice connection, I bet. And I can see why Hagerty does what they do, because you can't typically insure one of these classic cars like you would a normal vehicle. They look at the age and the model and so forth and tell you it's not worth anything. But it is worth something, a lot, okay? And people that have these cars, for goodness sakes, they treasure those cars. They're actually collector's items, and they're beautiful. I mean, I would like to see somewhere, and if anybody's listening out there, they can send me a picture of it. I'd just love to see if somebody's got around a 1965 to 1970 Plymouth Barracuda. That is a car that I always really loved when I was a kid. And, of course, that whole line is gone. You don't find it. But what a that was their competitor for the Mustang and for the Camaro. And it was a sharp, powerful, muscle car, those Plymouth Barracudas. So if any of our listeners happen to have even a picture that they can send me to my website or to my email to danwatson@thelubepage.com. Boy, I'd love to see a picture of one. I haven't seen one in so long. I'm sure somebody somewhere has one of those as a collector's item.
Yeah, absolutely. You seem to see more of the early 70s rather than the late 60s. So we'll put the call out there for anybody and everybody to send pictures to Dan.
Yeah, you know, the Plymouth Barracuda, they had, you could put a powerful 383, Plymouth V8 in that thing, and it would actually scoot, boy. It would move. So, powerful car. Not much bigger than a Mustang, about the same size, but really quite a power plant in there.
Yep.
So that brings me to what I really like to talk about a little bit tonight in this first segment is how we really lubricate and take care of these cars from the 60s and the 70s and even the 50s. You know, I think here the other day I drove up next to somebody and looked at me like they had about a couldn't have been later than a 60 Corvette. It might have been like a 57 or 58 or something. Boy, that thing was pretty. I forgot how small they were then, though. They were really pretty small, like a little roadster. They weren't very big. But, of course, as the the Corvette came along, can you imagine, Bob, really, I mean, having a 427 V8 in a Corvette? I mean, what do you got, a whole car wrapped around the engine? But, I mean, they made some of those big block engines in those Corvettes, and that's a whole lot of motor, let's just say that, in a pretty small frame. So, now, the reason it's important to talk about these cars and how to lubricate their engines is because the engine technology in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s is not the same as it is now. And so it's got mostly to do with the valve train. We haven't changed much in how we build main bearings or connector rod bearings, those type of things. But we have changed considerably over the years how we put the camshaft together and that system for the valves together. So you go back into the 70s, and we got a lot of solid lifters and what they call a tappet system. And all they're really trying to say is that we have push rods sitting on top of solid lifters, which ride on the camshaft, and that push rod goes up, and it operates one end of a rocker arm, and the other end of the rocker arm pushes down on a push rod, which is attached to the valve, which opens it in the cylinder. So that system works fine. Problem is that solid lifter is just a piece of steel, for lack of a better description, and it has to ride between the push rod and the camshaft. And so that camshaft, which has lobes on it, as the listeners are listening, I'm trying to describe this to make it easy for those that aren't really familiar with that technology. But so when that lobe comes around and goes to push up against that lifter, that solid lifter is in there so that it rides on that lobe, pushes that rod up. Well, it's pushing that rod up against spring pressure. That's the valve springs you have in those rocker arm systems. So it's got quite a bit of resistance to push that up. And that's the reason is it's designed to follow the cam, to be on the cam, not to be thrown off like it's bucking off of a horse. So system works great, but you have to lubricate it correctly because there is a slide motion going on across that camshaft. Now, what folks have to kind of envision in their mind is that the way we lubricate moving metallic parts is we put oil between them. And if there is a full film of oil, those two parts are separated. They don't touch each other. They've been lubricated as they move past each other. The problem with this sliding motion on this camshaft is it can and does, in fact, have the ability to virtually kind of slide, scrape the oil film off the surface of the metal. Oh, my goodness. If you push that oil film off and you go metal to metal under pretty heavy pressure, I'm going to have some wear building up. Now, what we do in oil to prevent that is we use an anti-wear additive. And what that is, that's like it's a zinc and phosphorus system. And what happens is the zinc and the phosphorus can be on the surface of the metal, both pieces of metal, so that when the oil film is not fully there to protect it, the sacrificial anti-wear elements of zinc and phosphorus, they are what is worn out, not steel to steel. So it's called a softer, lubricating, metallic substance of zinc that will actually not let the steel to steel. It just goes zinc to zinc. And by the time it's coming on again, it's covered with another coat of oil, which has more zinc and phosphorus in it, and it can do it again. So on the camshafts in particular, we prevent wear by anti-wear additives because the oil itself gets literally scraped off the surface of the metal and cannot stay there. So we use anti-wear additives. I hear it's coming up on the break, so that kind of sets the stage to explain then how we're going to achieve this in the next segment.
Absolutely, and we have a lot of people who are listening very closely because they own a lot of classic cars. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Watson is with us here from the Lou Page, theloupage.com. Dan's email is danwatson@theloupage.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World, and we've kind of set the stage now as we're talking about classic cars. And Dan mentioned that he's fond of the the Barracuda and would love someone to send him a picture or two. If you've got a 65 to 1970 Barracuda, send it over to Dan Watson at the Louvre page. So now we got that mindset all lined up and ready to go. Now teach me and the rest of the folks what we need to know, Dan.
You betcha. Now, we talked about before the break that we got this situation where these lifters slide across the camshaft. Okay, we got to protect that with zinc and phosphorus. All right, well, fast forward to around 2000, okay? And what we see is that the concern now is that all of our cars are being made with catalytic converters in the exhaust system. The issue comes that with some of these, and I mean some of these rather cheap-made petroleum oils, that too much oil vapor is being created in the engine, sucked through the positive crankcase ventilation system, down the throttle body of the engine, and it's burned. And, of course, these anti-wear additives don't really burn. Okay, that's why they're called ash-based. They don't burn. If you burn all the oil away, they'll be left like ash. Well, the problem is some of this is being carried over. If there's too much of this, it could be carried over and poison the catalytic converter. Okay, That's the theory in hand. So what happens? They start reducing the allowable amount of zinc phosphorus additives in engine oil in order to protect catalytic converters. But what this does is it starts to bring into question, well, how much is enough of this anti-wear additive and how much is not enough? Well, quite frankly, during this whole process, we changed how we build those camshafts. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But let's just look at the fact that if somebody had a wonderful 67 Mustang, 72 Camaro, a 77 Chevelle, you know, any of these, you go back, the Barracuda, all kinds of different muscle cars, cars of that time frame. If you went out and bought oil right now, rated API oil, which is the SN rated or classified engine oil for your car, it would be limited to have to be less than 800 parts per million of zinc phosphorus. Okay, now that's not taking it all away, and for a lot of modern camshaft systems you're going to be okay, but that's starting to get on the low end to protect that solid lifter system. So what are we supposed to do? We look and we go, okay, I buy the regular standard oil. I buy myself some 30-weight oil for the car, and it turns out that my camshaft is getting unusual wear, okay? So you have to understand that you need to look for oil that has the sufficient zinc and phosphorus in it that it would, in fact, provide you with all the protection you need for your classic car. Now, if you could find oil still on the market that was only SL rated, that's the last oil before they started limiting the zinc and phosphorus, then you could find oil with that wasn't, at least wasn't limited. But here's the other thing you need to understand. A lot of oil companies don't bother to put that much zinc and phosphorus in the oil. These are additives that cost money, and if you're not going to need it to protect a roller cam system, then why would you put it in there and spend the money when a very small percentage of the population with these classic cars might have something to be concerned with? So when you start looking for the oil that you want to run in your classic car, especially the ones that have the solid lifter systems, then you need to look for something that will verify for you that it is designed with high zinc and phosphorus for these applications. AMSOIL has a group of oils that they call Z-Rod oil. It's just a name they gave it. But those are made specifically for classic cars. And people ask all the time, well, can you really run synthetic oil in those cars? Because they weren't designed for it. Anything that moves was designed for synthetic oil. Let's just put it that way. It's kind of like saying that you can't put radial tires on your 1977 car because it came with bias ply tires. No, radial tires will go on any vehicle that the tire rolls down the road. Okay, you just get the added handling. handling capability and the superior construction of a radial tire over the bias tire that it replaced. So, yes, you can run a good quality synthetic engine oil in a classic car. It will give you all the benefits it would in a newer car. And in fact, if you buy the right one, like I said, you got to, I know AMSOIL makes it and you got to look for it, but it is a classic car formula that is designed to have in the neighborhood of 12 to 1300 parts per million of zinc and phosphorus. And that brings up the question, well, if 12 or 1300 is good, why don't I go to 2000? Okay, well, here's the point. You have to have a balance in what you're doing in your additive package. If you get overloaded with zinc and phosphorus, believe it or not, at enough levels of it, you could actually create what would be an ultra-fine rubbing compound that might begin to polish metal things rather than protect them. So you have to stay within some limit, but there is a lower level of acceptance and maybe an upper level of acceptance that you have to deal with, and you have to be careful about how you do it. So what I'm saying for these classic vehicles is do not buy any oil that is SN rated and assume that it will protect your classic car. Now, there are some other oils in the AMSOIL line that would also have the high zinc and phosphorus, and there used to be a time when you would tell people with classic cars that if you buy a highly rated, good quality diesel oil, you'll get that high zinc and phosphorus. But unfortunately, because of advanced exhaust systems now on diesels, they also have limits on zinc and phosphorus, even in modern diesel oils. So you need to strictly look for and find a good quality oil that is actually formulated for high zinc and phosphorus for those years for those classic cars. Now, we come forward into later designs, and when we talk the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about the roller cams that came out after the solid lifters and a couple of things that you have to be aware of, because we kind of move forward now to where with the roller cams we are pushing cars. Now, I'm not talking about overhead cams, folks. I'm talking about the same type of rocker arms and lifters, but we now replace the solid lifter with a roller lifter. So we'll talk a little bit about that after the break and how that's affected by lubrication.
That sounds like a plan. We'll take a time out. And don't forget, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. The name of the program is Auto World. And Dan has been talking about what kind of oil you should be putting in your classic car. And it brings up a number of questions. And Dan, before that hard bottom of the hour local break, you were telling us a little bit about the upcoming hurdles.
Well, one of the things, Bob, I was bringing up was that we moved from those solid lifters to hydraulic lifters, but even the hydraulic lifters, the first ones would have just been what they call riding on a cushion, more of a cushion of oil that was pressed up inside the lifter, but the lifter was still sliding across the camshaft. So we then figured out maybe if we had something that rolled across that camshaft, that would be an improvement because it would make it easier to lubricate and easier. There wouldn't be as much tendency to bounce as you could get at higher RPMs with the solid lifter. So here we go with a little roller. And if our listeners can imagine this, if you had a, if you thought about your thumb as being a lifter and you looked at your thumb and you said, okay, it's about that size of my thumb. Of course, I say this. There's some people that have probably got really big thumbs and some got small. But just take it for what it is. Looking at your thumb. And if you thought of that, if you could put a stick, little piece of a stick on each side of your thumb, on each side of the thumbnail, that would stick out about maybe 3/8 of an inch or a half inch, and then you were to put a little roller stuck in between those two sticks, and that little roller would have a little tiny bearing in each one of those sticks you stuck out there, so that when you jammed your thumb against the wall, what would happen is that you could go up and down the wall, and that roller would roll up and down with your thumb as you moved it up and down the wall. Well, that gives you an idea about how you design a roller lifter. You're installing a roller on the end of the hydraulic type lifter that it is. And you can see this if you go online and you can go to How Things Work and you can put in there roller lifter and you can get all kinds of pictures and easy things to see. But this was a good idea. But what we find after many, many years of this design being around and available, it started now at a time when we were still using probably about as many cars were using 40-weight oil as were using 30-weight oil. That's when it came into being, okay? And what we find out is that with all the quality control we can do, there are still some of these lifters that the roller, its needle bearings on each end of its little shaft that holds that roller in position, fail. And when they do, the roller stops rolling. What does that mean to us? Well, it means that when the camshaft comes in contact with it, it slides over the camshaft. Just like the solid lifter was sliding over the camshaft, when the roller stops rolling, it acts like a solid lifter. Car keeps running. Now, I will tell you this. Sometimes that's a tap that you hear. People go, well, I hear a ticking noise. When my car starts up, it ticks for a while, and then it finally goes away. Well, that ticking noise is quite probably a roller that stopped rolling, and so when it's hitting, it's making a ticking noise until there's enough oil and everything is there that it starts to manage to slide better over that without making the ticking noise. But when you first start up and there's not a real heavy oil film built up on that camshaft, it could make a metallic ticking noise every time it hits that lobe. So anyway, these rollers, when they stick, the problem is you now are depending upon the oil you've got to give you the protection, just like you did for the solid lifter. Well, all the way up through 2000, we had a pretty good chance for that happening because we were still a lot of people making oil with pretty high zinc and phosphorus. However, I must always tell you that the people that made oil, petroleum oil that was designed to go 3,000 miles, they didn't put too much. They put maybe the minimum they could get away with, maybe 600 parts per million or something, because it didn't have to last very long. When you move over into the AMSOIL family of oils, because from day one, AMSOIL was designing what they called an extended drain oil. Well, one of the byproducts of that benefits is you really had to boost up the additive package to last for that extended drain. So you've got the added benefit of high zinc and phosphorus because they needed to make sure that that was going to go the distance. Okay. So what happens is that with these rollers, if they're not rolling, they're sliding. We got away with it through many of the years up to into the late 1990s, into 2000 and coming past 2000. But what happened was two things started taking place. One, it was decided that by the powers to be that we would start going to 20-weight oil. Why would we do that? Well, because if you use 20-weight oil and it works satisfactorily, you'll get better fuel economy. So the whole push was to use the lighter weight oil and gain some fuel economy. Okay, mm-hmm. Sounds like a reasonable thing. If I can just use some lighter oil and get some better fuel economy, why not? But at the very same time, because 20-weight oils have much higher volatility, they vaporize easier, the government was forced with this situation of how to protect catalytic converters. So they decided, well, if we're going to use this lighter weight oil, we get more oil vapor, we get more carryover, we better be careful of how much zinc and phosphorus. So now they come out with the zinc and phosphorus limit. At the same time, they're reducing the viscosity of the oil. This is like a perfect storm towards these roller lifters, because what you got is as long as they keep rolling, never a problem, you'll see anything. But with 20-weight oil and lower zinc and phosphorus, if you get a roller that decides to fail, this is just, you know, there may only be a half or a tenth of a percent of these things that fail, but there's millions of them on the road. So when I have one that fails, now I'm in a race against time, because what it means is with this 20-weight oil and low zinc and phosphorus, I am beginning a wear pattern on the lobe of the cam, which, if you can envision it, it sort of starts off pretty high, but the oil film is immediately scraped off, and then it has a dip, and then it jumps off the end. So it looks a little bit like a J shape in that, digging a hole into the camshaft. Now, Bob, I've seen these things personally, what they look like, and I've seen the camshaft, and I've seen engines that are taken apart because of this failure, and they can have all of the lobes on the cam in a V8, all the rest of them except one cylinder, and the cam lobe is worn so badly that it'll no longer open the valve on one lobe on the cam. And when you look at the failed roller, it's failed so bad now that it's jammed up in, and the two pieces that stuck down to hold the needle bearings on each side have cut a groove into the camshaft because it's riding on those things like two sticks sticking down. The roller's been pushed back up inside of those like a fork, and now those two things are riding, and they cut a deep groove into the camshaft. So how can you be concerned with this and aware? Well, what you can do is you have to run oil which has the best film strength you can buy. And if it's a 20-weight oil, get the best film strength that you can buy, and that is going to be that you need a synthetic oil. Why do you need a synthetic oil? Because when the oil is so unstable with temperature that it loses its viscosity at any elevated temperature, there's no oil to help slide over the camshaft. It's depending entirely on zinc and phosphorus, and the government took that out of the oil. So when you use a high-quality synthetic, that at least the 20-weight oil will still be there. It won't have blown away due to temperature. You get at least that amount of assurance that you're not going to lose your oil film and depend entirely on the inadequate amount of zinc and phosphorus that's in the mixture. So I hope this is making sense. We're coming up on a break, but I'm trying to tie it all together in the last second. Let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yeah, sure am. Just lost you momentarily. We're back here with Dan Watson, CEO of The Lou Page. And Dan, I lost our digital connection, but we're back in business. So pick up where you dropped off.
Well, folks, we were talking during most of this entire show about how you lubricate the different designed camshafts and how you're successful in doing that and why you have to be concerned with it. And I think in this segment, I want to emphasize to you that if you own a car and it's got a rocker arms and today's roller lifters, you're in good shape. Quite honestly, those systems work fine. I'm not trying to alarm you that everybody's going to have a failed lifter. What I am telling you is that in the event that you have one, you won't know it until it's too late. And so if you give your vehicle the best protection that you can, then if that lifter, that roller sticks, then eventually it's going to catch up with you, but it might be a long, long time with a good quality oil that will prevent it from having the wear that it can have when you have a cheap oil, petroleum base, that literally can't even take the temperature and is blowing away with low viscosity, leaving you with what should be the zinc and phosphorus to protect you. But when that has been lowered by law, by the EPA, to a lower amount, it can only protect you so much in a contact slide situation. It can protect you with that 20-weight oil and that amount of zinc and phosphorus. If that roller keeps rolling, it'll go, goodness, long, long, long time. The problem is that we know there's a percentage of those rollers that do fail. And I have more than one good mechanic shop that I deal with that has to deal with these worn-out camshafts more often than you might think. So how's your the best thing you can do? In my opinion, if you're going to run any 20-weight oil, it needs to be a high-quality synthetic. Don't be fooled by these faux pas, cheap synthetics. Use a high-quality 20-weight synthetic engine oil. Now, to show you what different manufacturers think of this, Toyota is synthetic from bumper to bumper. Everything in it is synthetic. And they call for a Mobil 1 or Mobil 1 equivalent because they want to have a good quality oil. Well, I can tell you right now that the Amsoil 28 oils outperform anybody in the marketplace. And the Signature Series is what I'm talking about. It's the toughest. It's the best. It has the best temperature range. And it will give you the protection that you need. Now, it isn't going to be able to give you 1,200 parts per million in zinc and phosphorus because it's against the law. But the advantage that you have is that in these Signature Series oils, the base stock, the chemical-derived synthetic base stock, will stay in grade at elevated temperatures above 300 degrees. So what that's telling you is you're not going to lose the oil film because the engine gets hot. And depend upon the zinc and phosphorus, although it's going to have that 800 parts per million to be right there to give you the protection if you do have a problem with the oil film itself being blown away due to high temperature. And that 800 didn't bother a lot of other people because they didn't even put 800 parts per million in the oil. They didn't see the necessity to because they weren't going to recommend that oil for anything more than, you know, 3,000 miles of operation. Amsoil's always had a higher level because they recommend longer drain intervals. And you can't recommend longer drain intervals if your acid package is going to be depleted before you get there. So your best move with your car is if the 20-weight oils are here to stay, but do not run a blend, do not run a cheap synthetic, run the best quality synthetic 20-weight engine oil that you can. And if your car, under its warranty, authorizes you a choice between 30-weight and 20-weight, run the 30-weight because you get a better... The measurement, folks, is called high temperature, high shear, and that's what really we measure when we're worried about camshafts. And the thicker the oil, the higher the number for your high temperature, high shear. So when you get down to 20-weight oils, you're down in an area where you need the very best lubricant that you can because it's close to its margin, and you don't want that oil film to disappear. You want to make sure that you're protected. Now, there are so many incredibly fine 4-cylinder and 6-cylinder engines that are calling for 20-weight oil. They're everywhere from Ford to Honda to Toyota, all of them. And I think you'll see over the next few years almost all of those manufacturers going to synthetic engine oil in those applications because it's just not good practice, engineering practice, to use oils that are already out of their normal operating band due to temperature and say that that's going to protect your car. Now, there's a lot of information available at the Lube page on these topics. I've written articles, magazine articles. I've got videos from YouTube, and you can dig into this as much as you'd like, and you can also send me anything that you have as a question. You may not be sure about the particular vehicle you've got. If it's a classic car, whether or not I think that particular classic car should use what type of oil? Should it be a 30? Should it be a 40? Should it be a 50-weight oil? What goes in that classic car? Because sometimes it's hard for you to find those specific recommendations because most people don't talk about cars that are 40 years old now. But we can get the information for you at the Lube page, and we don't mind answering questions in those for those situations. In fact, that's what our business is all about. And if you've got pictures, again, of some classic cars, I ask for the Barracuda. But, hey, if you got something you're particularly proud of, send me a picture of it, and I'll love to look at them. Send me a picture to Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Let me look at your beautiful classic car because I love those things. And I mentioned the Barracuda because a friend of mine had one when I was in high school, and I tell you, I haven't seen one since, and I would really like to see a Plymouth Barracuda in all of its original glory. Somebody's got one that's really restored because I think they were a sharp-looking vehicle. Powerful car. I'd enjoy seeing that. But I'd like to see any of them, so why don't you just send me an email, attach a picture, and show me your car. Maybe what I'll do is if I get a number of them, and there's some that I find real special, we'll just post them on the lubepage.com in a little section of, you know, classic cars that people are proud of and sent me a picture of. I would enjoy that.
Absolutely. And don't forget, folks, we got some open lines, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's take a look at some of the other things that you'd like to touch on today, Dan.
Well, Bob, you know, one of the things that this is straight business for just a minute. I've had some other people get in touch with me, and they had an interest in, we talked about a couple shows before, the AMSOIL business opportunity, and there were some people who were already AMSOIL dealers. Folks, if you're already an AMSOIL dealer, you're in somebody else's organization. You can't just leave the organization and come to me, which is why I tell you, if you're not yet an AMSOIL dealer and you want to be an AMSOIL dealer, do your due diligence. Check out the person that you're going to sign up with, because if that person turns out to be a non-supporter, you're going to be unhappy, and it's not going to be what you want. So make the person that signs you up as an AMSOIL dealer prove that they're going to support you, and they're going to give you the kind of coaching and business advice that you need so that you can do what you want to do and make that business a success. AMSOIL business is a great opportunity, but you got to make sure you're with somebody that can provide you the adequate help. And I would tell you that you can ask for my references anytime you want, the dealers that I deal with, and we'll give you all the help and support you need to be successful. So I think that's about it for me, Bob.
Well, you did a fantastic job, Dan. And once again, it's Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. And how about a quick telephone number?
Yes, call me at 800-370-2986.
Thank you so much, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.